Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
All right, everybody. We are live. We have 3 minutes before the official starting time. I wanted to be early to make sure all things were working and how to make sure that you guys are able to watch us and have access to the videos and everything that you need. Honestly, today is my first time trying to plan a live event on Facebook and then using StreamYard. I wanted to see how they were going to connect. This is an experiment. Poor LaShawn, you know, I do that to her a lot. You just get to see her live. I use her a lot of the time as my guinea pig. Anything I want to do technology, because she's not technical at all. Yeah. So in the meantime, I use her whenever I want to learn something new and do something new. And she always say, yes, what do you want me to do? If I have the one person that say yes, I got to use her to the best of my abilities. So right now I'm just chatting away and waiting for people to come in, you know, to see what's going on with our live. I am looking for the button to make sure it says go live, because I don't see the button yet.
Because it says you go live in 1, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Oh, there's a timer going.
The timer says, but here it says you go live in one. On Facebook, it says you start going live in 1 minute and 35 seconds. So it's counting down.
Okay.
33, 32, 31.
Okay, and then you're going to click, because I'm watching us. We are live right now.
It's yeah, we're live, but we're not live today.
Right. So you guys are watching us raw. I would love to edit, and I'm going to do that. However, if I'm going to give you a real behind the scene, what is it really involved? I told you that at the beginning of the month of February, that I was going to use the month of February to learn all I could learn about StreamYard, because I like it. I could do the live on one platform and then it spreads out to every social media that they're integrated with, meaning Facebook groups, Facebook page, LinkedIn, Twitter. Then I don't have to do separate live, right? Now that it's 8 o'clock. Did you press go live? Did you press go live? Did you press go live? Let's see. It's exciting. I don't know what to do with myself. A live video. I don't see it. Go live. I don't know if this is the same thing. I'm trying both things right now. No, it's showing me I need to go live on my own page, and that's not what I'm doing, because I am already on Facebook.
It says you're live. It says you're live now.
Oh, bye. Mm-hmm. Yay!
We're live.
All right, let's be serious, because you know we teachers, we're not supposed to have a lot of fun. That's bogus. I'm silly, very silly. I do my best as Dr. Daphne to have a lot of fun and laughter in my classroom. My students do look at me like I'm crazy, and so does the adults that I work with, but they love it. There's never a boring moment. I want to officially welcome you back to a Sunday success. Remember, I did make a commitment to show up regularly on Sunday specifically. I popped in during the week with my different themes, as you know. But today we have a special, wonderful guest. You've seen it in my group lab with my other partner, Wendy Mayer. She's a nurse practitioner that is focusing on stress. Well, guess what? The month of March, group lab with my other partner, Wendy Mayer. We are going on. Well, I'm hearing myself. I don't know why I'm hearing myself. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. I got rid of Facebook. Guess what? Today we are going to talk about some alphabets called ADHD. What does that mean? You're about to find out. So We're going to take a moment to do the usual introduction to our Sunday success. So let's do it before we get started. Ooh, yes, I'm being silly, Argo. Great. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Success. Today, I'm going to introduce you to LaShawn Fairley and our definitely stream for today. She is going to talk about her struggles with ADHD. You notice I'm changing my voice because it is important that you guys pay attention and listen to some of the stuff that's going on with her, right? Next. How do you know who you're working with? For those of you who have never worked with me or have never heard me speak, I am Dr. Daphne. Ah! I am an educator certified, a K-12, and I also work with adults. I've been a math teacher in the classroom for the last 20 years or so. I am the CEO and founder of Parallelogram Institute and the creator of the movement Learning, Instructing, Inspiring, and Instruction, Lee. It's Lee, not Lai, and the new founder of Teachers Business Academy. What do I do? Guess what I do every day? I work with teachers that love their job, their teaching. They love teaching, but they hate their jobs because they are burnt out, overwhelmed, underpaid, tired of being cursed at by both students and parents. So I created a five-step process that helped them transition out the classroom into entrepreneurship, leveraging what they already know so that they can control their time, do what they love, and get paid what they're really worth. I'm also going to introduce our guest, LaShawn Fairley, who is a wonderful person I met. We become family since the time we met at the Leadership Experience Tour. Yeah. Woo, you're gonna hear about you wanna see our dynamic. Right now she's mental in control. You see as the time go by. So let me introduce you to who she is. She is the founder and the CEO of Lifting Your ADHD Black Voice. She's a speaker, an advocate, an author, and a coach with over 15 years as working as a planning tech with Parking Planning and working with adults with ADHD. She also works with adults that are diagnosed with ADHD who are struggling with daily tasks and are tired of being shamed by their friends, family, and coworkers. So she created the five pillars for purposeful living so those people can reset their mind to start believing that they are not a faulty version of normal. So also, live view, we're live, we got comments. Hey, Wendy, what's going on, my friend? This is so wonderful.
Hey,
yes, the most wonderful thing that one of the information that she shared earlier, she mentioned that ADHD affects 17 million children and adults of every age, gender, IQ, ethnicity, religion, and social economic background across the United States. That's her topic. I'm going to let her go ahead and say something to you guys because she is wonderful. Woo! Go ahead, tell us who you are.
Okay. I am LaShawn Fairley. Some people know me as Lillian LaShawn Fairley, regardless. I am an ADHD single mom, known as the ADHD ADHD cutie on single mompreneurial duty. Yes, that's a mouthful, I know.
Yes.
I'm also an advocate, coach, like Dr. Daphne said, written a couple of mini books. And my main focus and goal is to help ADHD adults like myself who struggle every day with their ADHD symptoms, to help them understand what's going on with their ADHD brain and their ADHD nervous system, and how the symptoms that people see are direct relation to a dysfunction in their executive skills. And ADHD affects all aspects of your life. It doesn't matter whether you're a CEO of a company or if you're a college student. It doesn't matter that you're a supervisor at a job or you're in elementary school. ADHD does not discriminate. It is not prejudice. It's not based on color, creed, age, socioeconomic background, and none of that. Albert Einstein, greatest mind in the world, had ADHD.
Right.
But once you figure out your niche, that's where you shine, but you struggle in other areas. So you can learn strategies in those other areas, or you hire somebody else to do those things that you're weak in.
Great. So right now we have three questions that I asked her, okay? And we want to make sure that, you know, she gives us some tips. Three other questions that I ask, normally I hear people said, are you going to be on time for work or school tomorrow? I didn't know that was a problem. I figured you had to be at work. And do you remember where your kids are? Are you aware of you fidgeting to the point of being disruptive or annoying to the people around you? That was her words, not mine. Okay. So, LaShawn, why don't you go ahead and share with people three tips, which we have lined up, that's going to help them at least with those three things before we leave today's live.
Okay. So, are you going to be late for work? Many, many people with ADHD struggle with time management because our brains are not set up to differentiate how long it takes to do a thing, which again is part of your executive function skills. So we may not get it that it takes an hour to do a certain task, and we may not understand prioritizing that even though you're on that task, it's more important for you to move on and do this particular task because that's due first. Our brains are not set up to differentiate and understand. Again, that's a dysfunction in our executive skills. So what you want to do is set an alarm.
I know that's obvious.
That's obvious, but not everybody does that because I know the youngins want to set it on their phone or whatever. No, it needs to be a loud, annoying alarm, like those old alarm clocks we used to have back in the day. One of those. Put it far away from the bed where you have to get up and turn it off. Actually, one of those old alarms are better because it doesn't have a snooze button.
Right.
Put it far away from the bed.
What do you mean far away?
Away from the bed, put it near the door, or even better yet, if you have a bathroom in your bedroom, put it in the bathroom because you got to go in there anyway to start getting ready. Put it in there. Turn on the light. If you put it into your bedroom door, turn it off and turn on the light.
Wow. But what if I get up on time? What if staying in bed is not my problem because I'm not one of those people. When my alarm comes on, I get up and I go to the bathroom. I get myself dressed. But when I get in, when I'm awake, that's when I decide to do this time before I try to do one quick thing after another. And because I get up and try to do as much as I can do as part of my household chores, and that's where I lose time.
Then you're going to have to set an alarm also, like 10 or 15 minutes to stop whatever you're doing. Either set that same alarm or put alarms in different rooms if you need to.
Right. So basically what you're saying, alarms are your best.
Once you have, Even if you have like an Alexa Echo Dot or one of those Alexa systems that you can talk to, have Alexa set the alarm or set a reminder. Alexa, remind me to leave for work in 10 minutes. Something like that.
Okay, great. So what LaShawn said, I know it's obvious, set an alarm, but don't put it next to your bed. Put it in the bathroom if you have one in your room. Put it across the room and on a desk or a chair or where your clothes are. So that way when the thing come on, it's going to have to get you up out of the bed. So that way you could get dressed and go get ready for work. And if you do decide to do some work at home or one or two tasks before you leave for work, make sure you ask Alexa or Google. I have Google on my phone. I'm a Google person. Google say, hey, it's time to go in 10 minutes. And then I have to stop wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, to get in my car to leave. But this leads us to the next tip. When is it time to leave? Where are my keys? So, take it away.
Okay. There is actually a very famous person on a blog. She has a blog site called Black Girl Lost Keys, Renee Brooks. Losing keys and losing a lot of important things is a very, very big struggle for many people with ADHD. It's really a big thing. So one of the things that I would do is to either place your keys on a key holder that you have near the door that you go in and out of the most. If you don't have a key holder, use a bowl, a cup, something bright that's going to catch your attention. Put it in the same place and leave it there. So you don't have to remember, where did I put my keys today? I just got home. Where did I put? Yeah. Someone suggested buy a keyless car. That is not always an option. So, but if you can, by all means do that. Or have a keyless entry. I know at the house where we just moved from had a keyless entry. But depending on the person, that may not always work because they may forget the code. So they'll be locked out. It is a real struggle. I know people lose their keys, not just their car keys. They lose their house keys. They can be at work or on campus at the college or at school, and they cannot find their house keys once they get back home. It is a real struggle. But these are just some of the keys that I would do or try.
One of the
you may have to make multiple keys. If you know you always lose the keys, you may have to make multiple keys and give them to someone else in the household.
Right. I'm sorry to talk over your attitude. You took over.
We do
one
that.
Of the stuff I knew that it was time for me to get out of the classroom because I was so burnt out. That was the obvious thing that I couldn't remember. Even I couldn't remember where I put my keys or which jacket that I put my keys on. Or if I got my keys, I have an automatic engine that I start my car with. I'll put the key in the engine and forget some process. And whenever I do that, I would like my keys in the car. And I did that more than once. I said, you know what? This cannot continue. So I went ahead and I did keyless entry for my house because I got tired of getting locked on, especially when there was no one around to come let me in. It felt very unsafe to me. And of course you beat yourself down and there's a lot of negative thoughts that go into your brain and the process because you feel, I mean, I don't like the word stupid, but that's usually what
I
put the key in a car that's running, of course, gonna lock itself. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of aged people suffer with that regularly. To us, we labeled it everything different. You may not necessarily be diagnosed ADHD, but that is definitely a sign of burnout or you have too much going on. Mm-hmm. It's sort of simple task, you understand?
Or it could just be a struggle with executive function skills. It's called executive skills dysfunction. That is a thing. It is not a legal diagnosis, but it is definitely a thing. And the symptoms very closely mimic ADHD.
Okay, great. Nice to know that. Next one. Now you know what to do with your keys. Have something by the door where you could just hang it up. And whatever, the most door, don't don't create a more of a work for you. If you know you're going the back door, don't put the key thing in the front. It's not going to work. You understand? Wherever door you go in and out, most that's where you put the bowl for your keys. That's where you put the key ring. You just put your keys there, you know, on your way out. And don't change it. Don't put it on the table thinking you're going to remember you put it on the table. Just automatically.
Leave it. Yep. Leave it in one spot. Right,
leave it in one spot for mm-hmm. you to find it. So next, this is the other one. That, as an educator, drives me absolutely crazy. But we'll get LaShawn to describe it for you. And then okay. I'll dive in.
If you see me now, I am twirling around in this chair. This is considered fidgeting. If you're in a meeting or in classroom, this is very disruptive.
It might be boring, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, because whatever the content is not holding our attention. It's low stimulation for us. It can be very important, but it's low stimulation for our ADHD brains. Our brains are always looking and needing stimulation. If we don't get it, we go find it or create it. So when you need to be still or focused, if you can get like something like this, you know, something that's soft and squishy that you can just hold in your hand, it's not distractive, so you can just keep it in your hand, hold it in your lap. Some of the kids I know in school, I bought my son several of those fidget toys, the spin fidget toys. That works because he can also hold that in his lap or even put it in his pocket. You don't want anything noisy. Because
show that again, LaShawn. Show it again. So the car, yes, something like that.
Something small, you know, cushy. A lot of people use this to, you know, strengthen their,
okay.
You know.
Okay, yeah. Good.
So, or if it is an option, just sit on your hands. Put them in your pocket. That is not always an option, but for some people, that works. And if you're allowed to do it in the environment that you're in, stand up and do your work. Sometimes a lot of people can think better and focus and concentrate better if they're standing up. And if you're standing up, it's hard to do. You could be toe tapping or whatever, but it's not as distractive as when you're sitting down by somebody and you're on the desk. And unfortunately, I know it's frustrating as I don't know what, but most people who are like that don't even realize they're doing it. So please have some patience.
Sometimes because you are dealing with adults, right? If you're in a room, it's easy to do as an educator. I'm with young people in my class. So Mark would say, Bob, Johnny, you know, pay attention. I know that's the fidget toy is there to help you stay focused. So I don't need you to focus watching it spin. And then I had a young person that single, he was going, ning.
That's why I say they can put it in their pocket and do it.
I was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, they can put it in their pocket and still fidget with it. Put it in their pocket. If the fidget toy becomes a distraction, if the cell phone becomes a distraction, whatever accommodation they're allowed to have in the classroom, if it becomes a distraction, you've got to figure out a way around that.
Right. But that's young people. Imagine you working with an adult that's doing that.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of times they don't realize they're doing it. And yes, biting your fingernails. Yeah, that's a way for them to cope.
Yeah, because I'm working with you, right? You're in the cubicle next to me. You're constantly moving. You're not where you're supposed to do when you're doing your job. You forget what you were doing. And you're my partner. When you don't do your work, I have to stick up for you. So and then it's been on and on. You fidget is because you're fidgeting so much, right? Mm-hmm. You're tapping on something. You're tapping your feet. You're tapping your pencil when you're thinking. How do you say that to a grown-up that don't, like you said, they may not be aware they have been annoying. You know, I'm like, tap, tap. You say, excuse me, can you stop that? And then they give you that dirty look like.
And then you can pose it as a question. Did you know that you tap your, and I can hear you over my, or tap, kind of pose it as an empathetic question to get them to thinking, oh my God, I didn't realize I do that.
Okay. And then.
And what? So for that, they can, once they're aware of it, because like I said, most of the times they're doing that, they're not aware. But once they become aware of it, then they can start doing some things. Like for me, I would put my headphones on. Okay. That helps me to focus on my work. And I noticed it decreased a lot of the fidgeting and the moving around and the getting up from my desk. I had a bad habit of leaving my desk because my work was just so mundane and just, ugh. But it had to be done. So I had to figure out a way to do that. At first, I was just leaving post-it notes. Well, you need to know where I am. Read the post-it note. It says that I went to go to the bathroom to adjust my wig. Did you not see my post-it note?
we are laughing because I've seen people, I work with some of those people even as teachers, and you know, it's like, oh my God, there's a coworker of mine.
Can be very frustrating.
Had to partner with
the people who are dealing with it because they don't understand what they're dealing with. And a lot of times the ADHD person, especially if they're undiagnosed, they don't understand what's going on with them. They don't know.
So why do they get angry? How do you create a better communication between both the person that's not aware they are diagnosed and the people around them? So that way we could have a loving environment where the ADHD person have these habits and these survival tactics, because they're learning to really survive. And they are aware of something is not necessarily right, but they don't have their finger or the title, the medical title, because everything nowadays got to have some kind of medical title. They may not have that. They're doing their best to not be annoying to themselves and not to be annoying to the workers around them or family member. Mm-hmm. But how do the two groups in your past, how did you communicate and ask for support so they will know that you're not doing this on purpose?
It does depend on the work environment where you are. Not all work environments are going to be empathetic to your problem, even if you tell them that that's your problem. Some people are afraid to tell them because of fear of backlash or even getting fired.
Right.
Because unfortunately, some people will use your ADHD against you. Once they figure out your symptoms or what's going on, they use it against you. It is what it is. It happens. And yeah. But exercise, people don't know. Exercise is like an ADHD person's best friend. Right. So if you can get up, go outside and get some fresh air, even for 5 or 10 minutes, come back, you'll be able to, like, it kind of kickstarts your brain to get it back on track and focused.
Okay.
That helps a whole lot.
So exercise is key.
Exercise is key. What you eat and drink, putting in your body, that definitely affects you. And getting adequate enough sleep affects you. I know a lot of people with ADHD struggle with sleep apnea. But there's also ways to get around that. You know, listen to the soft meditative music. My son actually listens to rap music and different music like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not distracting for him. That puts him to sleep. I don't know how, but it does.
Good. Tonight we share three practical tips, right? One, put your alarm away from your bed where it forces you to get out. Two, create a system where you put your keys by your exit door that you use the most. And three, have something soft in your hand. But in our talking, we also share that exercise is really good for you. Sleep is really good for you. And the diet is very good for you. So those are you hear that all the time. So you're hearing it from the ADHD perspective. You're hearing it from the heart health perspective. You hear it from the mental perspective. You hear so much about health and sleep and diet. We're not saying go on a diet. People don't understand diet is the way you eat every day.
It's not actually going on a diet. An ADHD person is cutting out certain things, like food coloring. Red, anything with red dye is like the worst thing for an ADHD person to be intaking.
Right.
Processed foods is very bad. And I know we have gotten in such a bad habit of just getting fast food from here, there, and everywhere. But yeah, that's like the worst thing you can eat.
Okay, good. So those are some great tips, and I hope the audience can actually share with them, with someone that looks, don't go diagnose anyone. We're not doctors. I'm not a doctor. I'm dealing with somebody that is diagnosed. That's why I have her come over and discuss her struggles. So, but if those tips can work even for you or somebody that you know, please go ahead and share this podcast with them. I do have a YouTube channel that we want you guys to follow me, because that's what I do on Success Sundays. I want people to come in. That's going to help my educators understanding how their value. You are an educator of the world. I'm in the business, and I need to understand how the behaviors of the people that I'm working with, not only as the employees that I hire, but the ones that are coming, my business partners and my clients may come with these things. So I have her coming over to shed some light on ADHD, especially among adults who may be diagnosed, who may not be diagnosed. So go ahead, LaShawn. What do you have coming up in the future right now?
Okay. I have a free mini workshop coming up. It's March 17th, 7 to 9 p.m. That gives people time to get home from work and do their regular routines and just be able to listen, even if you can't sit and watch it. Listen, because I'm going to just share more scenarios and situations and some strategies that you can get started with. I'm not going to go too deep. It's just going to be like an overview workshop of that leads into the other workshops that I have.
So I'm putting the link inside right now so that people can see and have access to it. Go ahead and click on the link to register for LaShawn's workshop. It's going to be great. She's going to go into more details on these tips that we talked about, because we're just scratching the surface.
Yes.
For the next few months, you're going to see a lot more of me working with LaShawn and ADHD adults. You're going to see Wendy coming in and talk about stress on my podcast. We have a nurse practitioners. I have two of them in my network. And we have a mindset coach that's coming in. We have a lot of great things coming in on my part. But through YouTube, I just need you to look out for me, to follow me on Facebook, join my free Facebook group, Teacher as Boss. You know, you could click on that and find me and follow me on YouTube. So just keep looking out on what's going on to make sure you stay aware how ADHD affect adults. And I guarantee you, when Wendy Mayer, the stressed blueprint stress strategist, I don't know her exact name because I'm learning all these wonderful things about her, you're going to see a connection to a lot of things that's going on with you as an adult.
Yes.
And how these stress create all of those symptoms that you hear LaShawn's talking about, and I'm going to share too. And it's all of us that are dealing with all different things. Anything else that you got going on, LaShawn?
That's it. As you all, most people who probably are watching are from the LET tour, Leadership Experience tour. So we just got back from that. So I've actually applied to do some more speaking, because that's really what I want to do. I've gotten quite a few comments from women who have said, you know, I know people with ADHD, or I have it. I've seen podcasts and I've read blogs, but you're like the first person, Black person, that I've seen go on stage and speak outwardly about ADHD.
Yeah, you were, for me at least.
So yeah, I got a lot of that. So yeah, I definitely plan on keeping that going, because you can't fix it if you're not willing to talk about it. That's where it starts. You got to talk about it.
You got that right.
We can't keep denying it. I don't care what your position is. You're struggling somewhere. Talk about it. Ask for help. That is not a sign of weakness. The weakness is in keeping struggling when you know that you need help.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. So now I'm going to share where you can find either one of us on Facebook, because I'm on Facebook all the time. Before we move on, actually, I forgot to do this, because I want to make sure you guys understand there are going to be some action steps that we talk about. Remember, I will share with you, these three things, and this time we shared it with you as you were talking. So what we want you to do this week, right? Go ahead, starting tonight, as the first week that you're going to practice setting your alarm, which you already done. I'm sure you already did. The only thing I may ask you to tweak is to get it away from your bed, get it away from your arm's reach. If you're sleeping where somewhere could snooze the button like I do, I purposely set my alarm 20 minutes ahead because I need to snooze for 20 minutes just to feel of snoozing.
Somehow. No, stop doing that. Stop doing that. No snoozing.
And my alarm is right next to my bed. So for this week, we want you to tweak it. We want you to go ahead and do what you've been doing, except I want you to put the phone in the bathroom. I know some of you will have a family. What if something happened? What if emergency happened? You know what? This one time you put your phone away, try it to get you out of bed. You're just going to pray that God have everything under control, that you are taking care of yourself. We're just going to have some faith sometimes, especially when you're working to do better for you. Right? Next, you create a central location. If you do not have a space where you regularly put your keys, you can pick a plastic bowl from your cupboard, put a big old key thing on it, find a table or something next to the closet, and drop your keys in there. Right? Where you take off your coat, where you take off your bag, and you drop your key. Don't drop it wherever you sit. I've seen this happen. Wherever people sit, they put their bag down, they put their keys down. You get up, they take it with them, and you put it down, you forget. So this time around, we want a central location to train your brain. I'm going to put my keys right here. When I'm leaving, I will pick it up, and I'm going to leave with them. So
do that can be with everything that you, anything that you constantly lose, your cell phone, pens, anything, put them in a central location each and every time. Don't keep switching and putting it in different places. Right. So that way you go right there and you know where it is.
Right. And next thing we want you to do is if you don't have something soft like you saw LaShawn had on her hand, you know, for work, just get it. So if you need to tap, you could just tap on a soft thing. You know, if you, that's what keeps you calm, get a couple of those. Please do not get a spinner as an adult because you spend the whole time watching it. Because right now, I could even picture my young people and the adults, you know, spinning. It's like that doesn't work. Because if it's distracting you, then it's not working. So you need something that's going to keep your attention while you work. Okay, those are the three things that we want, will suggest, and would love for you to try. And, of course, send us a comment and how did they work for you. You know, it's just tweaks. Sometimes you hear something all the time. It's not until you in a moment, one more person say it, and it click with you. So let this click right now this week so that way you could create a little bit more order for you.
If you have any strategies that you do that work for you, please share them. Put them in both of our, you know, Facebook groups.
And share them.
Please, yes.
Definitely contact me at info@parallelograminstitute.com. As I mentioned earlier, join my Facebook group, Teacher as a Boss. And the title of it is Educators, the World is Your Classroom, right? Because I go in deep. I'm waiting forward to reach 100 people so I could literally put some of the units, some of the topics that we discussed here. I could go into in depth into the lesson and the module that I'm talking about for you. And then definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel. Anytime you comment, tag me into it. I still have my free book that I want to share with you guys, so feel free to do that. This is where you find LaShawn. LaShawn, tell them where you could find you.
Okay, my email, you can email me at any time. Reach out, ADHDcutie@gmail.com. My ADHD business Facebook group is Lift Your ADHD Black Voices. But for those of you who sign up for the free workshop, I am creating a private Facebook group for that workshop. And that will remain open. Go in there, have discussions, introduce yourself. It'll just be for people with ADHD or if you know someone with ADHD, so we can keep communicating and without the shame and the blame of the outside world. So it'll be very discreet just for us. Also, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel and connect with me on LinkedIn.
Oh, great. So everyone, is there anything that you wanted to share? Last word, LaShawn, before we leave.
Yeah. ADHD is all over the world, whether people know it or don't know it, don't want to deal with it, whatever the case may be. It's everywhere now. It's not a secret, shameful diagnosis. It is a brain thing. It is how our brains process. So there shouldn't be any shame and blame for that. For the people that know it and are taking advantage of it, oh, they'll be dealt with. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. But just know you are not alone, and know that you are not a faulty version of normal.
Great. So for me, all I'm saying today is thank you so much for continuing to watch and participate in my Success Sunday. Remember, success look different to different people, a different genre, and different field. I'm going to consistently share that with you, because as an educator, you know, it's my love, my core, my value, my essence, everything that's within me is to consistently find what's the best on people and bring that out. I don't give you anything that you don't already possess. All I am to do is to bring it out and equip you to do something with it. Not only in my classroom, now I'm doing that with the educators that want to build business, because I want a world where teachers who are ordained, because those folks have a different mindset around education. They have a different set of rules and virtues that they operate within, and they are a great asset to the business world. So those are the ones that I work with, especially right now. You're burned out, you're overworked, you're underpaid, you're lost and confused. You flat out just don't understand where education is going, and you don't see yourself there in that world anymore. Definitely reach out to me. You could email me info@parallelogramminstitute.com, or you could DM me any of my social media platform. I will respond to you for a quick conversation. Definitely. Other than that, we'll see you next week.
Can I say one more thing, Daphne?
Definitely.
For those who sign up for the workshop, DM me on Facebook, send me a screenshot of your confirmation page so I can send you two gifts too. Okay.
Say, I think you froze a little bit for some reason, and I don't see what happened. Anyway, LaShawn said, if you register for the workshop, oh, there she goes. She came back. All right. So she want you to screenshot of her thing.
Confirmation.
So that way we'll be
registered. You can send me a screenshot of your confirmation on Eventbrite, and I will send you two free gifts along with the link to the private Facebook.
Okay. So we'll tap all of that down. Thank you. We'll see you. Bye.
Thank you.
I love it, everybody.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.